There's a book you may be familiar with. It's written by Stephen Covey, and it talks about the habits of highly successful people. Now, one habit Mr. Covey mentions in his book is the habit of thinking with the end in mind. So when you tackle a project, you should start with the end in mind. This will help you plan your steps accordingly towards that end. There's some truth to this concept. It makes me think about what I'm aiming for. Where am I trying to end up? Well, for Christians, we know this life is temporary and that eternity in heaven is waiting for us. Our end is eternal life in paradise with our Lord and Savior, with our God. Colossians 3 tells us to set our minds on things above and not on things of the earth. It reminds us to have a perspective that keeps the end in mind. Just imagine if you woke up every day remembering what's waiting for you on the other side of this life. Wouldn't it give you a different perspective? It could change so much about how you would respond to the struggles and the stresses around you. When you think about it, eternity is a concept that we do not easily embrace because we are people who are locked in to time. We understand the beginning and the end, the start and the finish. Our lives are dictated by our clocks. But when we think about eternity, there will never be an end. It will be forever and ever. When we live with this in mind, it reminds us that when we suffer or are in pain, one day there will be no more pain. It reminds us of the heartache that we face now in eternity will no longer be. It also reminds us that one day we will face God and give an account for the life we've lived here on earth. So as you're headed out and about today, I encourage you, my friend, to ask God to help you live today with eternity in mind. You know, it just may be the new perspective that you need.